We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Opportunity to run for an open seat, and that, of course, is the 5th District. Manny Santos, former mayor of Meriden, home of Ted's steamed burgers and all that, won the endorsement in the 5th Congressional District, and he's with us for a few minutes this morning. First of all, congratulations. Way to go.
Well, thank you, Ray. It's a good week for us. Happy to be here.
Okay, so now you, just as Mark Boughton has talked to us about, you will be facing a primary from Ruby O'Neill, correct?
Yes. She's indicated that she would primary. And so the Republican voters coming up in August will have a decision to make.
Now, the thing is, I mean, the 5th District, the 1st, forget it. That's, you know, John Larson, congressman for life. The 3rd, pretty much the same way. The 2nd, that's been tight from time to time. But the 5th has always been kind of, you know, contended. It was a Republican seat for quite a while. Does the fact that, first of all, the incumbent will not be running, and in fact, it'll be an open seat, does that make a difference in your strategy at all?
The only difference is that we don't quite know who the opponent is, the final opponent. But other than that, our strategy is very similar as if we would know the opponent, because we're running on the issues. We're running on the track records of various Democrats that have been in office, including Elizabeth Esty, but certainly the Democrat policies that have failed Connecticut for years now.
What are, as you're going around talking to people, and I mean, this is a process you've just really begun, at least certainly in earnest, although you certainly made a shot at it. What are some of the issues that people are talking about? I mean, first of all, let me ask you this, Manny. What exactly effect would Donald Trump have on this election? Is it kind of, you know, hey, Kay, what effect is he going to have? There's some people who are embracing him, others that are not.
There's a number of policies that he's trying to get through Congress that would definitely help the 5th District, especially the cities, but just the nation in general. When we take a look at job opportunities and we take a look at economy in general, our economy has been performing very poorly, especially in this state compared to all the other states of the nation. Most states, actually, just about, I believe every state has fully recovered from the recession. Connecticut's still struggling, and it's due to the Democrat policies fully implemented right here in our own state. With the current administration's push for reduction in regulations, reduction in taxes, the last tax cuts and Jobs Act was a big success, because we see this across the nation. We see the economy picking up, and interestingly enough, just for that alone, Connecticut is doing a little bit better. But we do need to send representatives to Washington who support the president's agenda in getting more jobs to the places that actually need them, like Waterbury, like Meriden.
Yes.
New Britain. Yeah. I mean, these are cities that are struggling along, and the reason that they're struggling is there's a lack of economic opportunity, a lack of jobs, and the one thing that keeps jobs from being created, businesses from creating jobs, is a business environment conducive to job creation.
Manny, I got to go here, but do you have a website? If people want to learn more about you?
Yeah, samplesforcongress.com.
Well, that's pretty simple, actually. All right. Hey, we'll talk again, believe me, okay?
Well, okay. Excellent. All right. Thank you for giving me the time.
It's nice meeting you the other day. Manny Santos, former mayor of Meriden, is running in the 5th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.